Friends, we've come now here in chapter 63 to a most solemn chapter, and I find no delight in this chapter at all. That is the first part of it, because you have in the first six verses here the wrath of the winepress revealed when Jesus Christ comes a second time. And then that's in the first six verses, and from 7 to 19, you find that in wrath the Savior remembers mercy toward those who are His. This is, as we've said, a chapter that I'm sure we can't take great delight in this first part of it, because we see the wrath of the wine press when Christ comes in judgment, and then though the loving kindness manifested toward His own. Now, the content of these first six verses of this chapter is certainly in contrast to the last section, and it really seems out of keeping with the tenor of this entire last section of Isaiah. But judgment precedes the kingdom, and this has always been the divine order. Now we see the Lord Jesus treading the winepress here of the wrath of God. And it's the method that is used here, the mechanics of it. It's in the form of an antiphony. Those who ask a question, they ask a question concerning the one coming from Edom because they're overwhelmed by His majesty and His beauty. Well, this is His second coming. Because at His first coming, we were told in Isaiah 53, there was no beauty that we should desire Him. No majesty then, but now there's majesty and beauty. And this has to do with His second coming. And He comes here from Edom and the east. And we're told that His feet will touch the Mount of Olives on the east. And Edom and Bozra here are geographical places, and I think they're to be considered as such. But I do not think this exalts the mind of the Spirit. Edom stands for the flesh and the entire Adamic race, and this is the judgment of man. Will you note this first verse now in this section where we see the wrath of the winepress that is revealed when Jesus comes? Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in His apparel, traveling in the greatness of His strength, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Now will you notice verse 2. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? Now, in that day, men would get in the wine press barefooted and just tread out the grapes. Step on a ripe grape and the juice would spurt out, the red juice get up on their garments. And here you have that picture. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? Now listen to what he says, his answer to that. I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger, trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. Now, if you'll notice here that it's their blood, not his. The early church fathers, they associated these first six verses with the first coming of Christ, and they mistook the winepress as the sufferings of Christ on the cross. But such an interpretation, I think, is untenable, as the blood we see here upon his garments is not his blood at all, but it's that of others. Also, it's the day of vengeance, and it's identified already with the second coming of Christ and not his first coming. The Lord made that clear back in Isaiah 61:2, you see. Now, commentators have largely followed this detour, which I think has eventuated in a great deal of confusion. The Lord Jesus shed his own blood at his first coming. But that's not the picture presented here. He was trodden on at his first coming, but here he does the treading.